I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Attention. This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. Attention. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network, powered by KSLSports.com. This is Unrivaled. Alex Keery, former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell, thanks for hanging out with us. Hopefully you had as fun of a weekend as we did watching. I had no team in this thing. This is the first time in a long time the Seahawks haven't really been part of any of these weekend celebrations that all you folks are living through right now.
You know what was fun this weekend?
Not seeing the Seahawks, is that what you're going to say?
No.
What? What was
it was watching the Utah Grizzlies.
Oh my gosh, we went to the Grizzlies game on Saturday. That was so much fun. We had some listeners who won the chance to come out and get in the suite. Here's what it was. It featured a fight, a penalty shot. Grizzlies scored 5 goals and won. So it's 5-2, right? So you have 7 goals in the game. We got to throw those foam pucks onto the ice, try to hit the bear, Grisby, right? We had a blast, man.
Yeah.
So thanks for all the listeners for coming out. And we'll do it again. We have to do it again.
I'm going again.
Scott bought tickets while we were there to another home game coming
up. Of course I did.
But it's because, Scott, this is the way, and just between you and I, listeners, this is how Scott does it. He's like, I got front row. Because that's what Scott has to do. He has to be like, I want to be right on the boards.
Well, why would I want to be anywhere else?
I want to yell. Well, yeah, up in the suite.
Because you like pound on the glass.
I want to be up in the suite getting the.
No. We're actually going to sit. Scott wants to yell, sit by the goal.
Yeah, Scott wants to yell through the boards, that little tiny gap through the boards, say some stuff about the goaltender's mom.
No, I want to watch the puck get shot at the net. I want to see, that.
I love that. All those people behind the net,
they all move. I want to see them like, when they come down the ice.
And then all those checks happen right behind the goal there. That was fun. We did have fun at the Grizzlies game. Market update brought to you by TriDayTrading.com. The Dow into the positive today, up 100 points today. NASDAQ up 86 points. S&P 500 up 12. So at least a positive day in the green for the markets this week. That market update brought to you by the good folks at TriDayTrading.com. Our weekend warriors, we're going to roll out right now. These are the people who are absolutely dominant this weekend in whatever fashion that they were. Let's highlight some of the folks who might not necessarily get all the accolades. Although kickers got more love this weekend. You know, speaking of stocks on the rise, kickers, special teams guys, they got a lot of love, including a former Utah special teamer, Matt Gay, hitting a game winner yesterday for those Rams.
Matt Gay, with 4 seconds on the clock, will attempt a 30-yard field goal from the left hash. Hits it with the right foot. Kick on its way. It is through. It is good. Matt Gay brings it home. Los Angeles will host the NFC Championship game next Sunday at SoFi Stadium.
Packed with 49ers fans.
Thought that he was going to kick it with his left foot?
I know. I just love play-by-play. Like, I know the version of this where you have to kind of just fill the time. And the guy just says whatever came to his mind at that point. He goes,
everyone who's a Rams fan knows who Matt Gay is and knows that he's right footed.
Like, and if
kicking,
you're listening
kicking
to
right to left, there's a slight wind in his face. And
I love it. The thing
probably
is,
be like a 10 yard extra. Oh, here's the thing about Matt Gay. When he missed the field goal earlier,
yes,
that look on his face like ooh, he's like, ooh, how did I miss that?
He got cut by the Buccaneers. Oh, yeah. And so there's all this stuff. I mean, he's a Pro Bowler this year, too.
Look, for the guy to make a clutch kick, it's awesome.
To beat Tom Brady. Yeah. That's all I would say. I didn't beat the Buccaneers.
No, there's the thing about beating Super Bowl. Your old team.
Well, and beating
your old team, yes. Yeah.
Your old team, the guys who cut you. So it's not just like, oh, I got traded.
Not only that, they cut you, and guess what ends up happening when they cut you? They go to the Super Bowl. That hurts.
Yeah.
Can't say that's happened to me.
Love that stuff, man.
You know who really was a weekend warrior?
Who was it for you?
The NFL. I mean, they've been a little maligned. The whole kneeling thing, the whole blah, blah, you know, just.
Oh, come on. They're back. They were back from that a long time ago.
I don't know about a long time ago. I will just tell you, the NFL won big time. Big time.
No,
this
they
weekend.
Had. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. It was appointment watching at its best. It was the kind of thing where I was like, I don't know. Do I want to really see these? Do I really want to watch these games tomorrow? Like, because they take up so much time. And, you know, and what was funny was we're watching the Grizzly game and the Packers 49ers game's going on.
Right.
And we're watching each other's phones.
Yeah.
We're
multitasking.
We were just as dialed in for that as we were anything else. Yeah. So I'm just telling you. All right. My weekend warrior. I don't know if this one. This was one that absolutely came out of the. Came out of nowhere a little bit for me just because of how dominant a performance it was, even though they didn't get the win. Gabriel Davis with 4 touchdowns, 201 yards, with fewer than 10 catches in the game, too. So it's just like the guy was absolutely bonkers. Gabriel Davis, this was his 3rd touchdown of the night.
Allen fires it. It's a wide open! Remarkable! Touchdown, Buffalo! Davis again! This is... it just is impossible, a strike.
It was amazing. It was just another one. And look, Josh Allen, he threw it with his right arm, by the way.
Yeah.
Drops back, throws it with his right arm. But Gabriel Davis, 4 touchdowns,
yeah,
201
yards. And especially when you got Cole Beasley and you got Tavon Diggs, it's just one of those things where you don't expect that to happen, and someone steps up big time.
They
like
have
that.
To that's when they're massive. All over Tavon Diggs like that. And so.
I said this earlier, though. Matthew Stafford, I thought, to come back from the about the end of what was happening and to have that, you know, big moment, that was huge for Matthew Stafford.
Well, and it wasn't just Matthew Stafford, but it was this guy who he always likes to throw to as well.
Empty shotgun look. Stafford has it. Again, a 4-man rush from the Buccaneers. Deep drop. Big throw. Down the right side. Cooper Kupp's all alone. He caught it at the 30 to the 20. Cuts inside. 10, 5. Touchdown, Cooper Kupp. Touchdown, LA.
That's something you shouldn't have to say Cooper Kupp is all alone. This guy led the league in receptions, yards, and touchdown catches. Yeah. Why is he alone?
Yards after catches.
Why is he alone?
Oh, yeah. Well, they have other players, too. I mean,
they do.
I mean having
Odell
OBJ,
Beckham, yes.
that's been a massive addition to them. And that's the thing. Like, when you find talent, you get talent, and they did it at the right time. They gave these guys enough time to come in, you know, Von Miller, OBJ, to come in and get assimilated into what's going on, get comfortable. L.A.'s not the easiest place just to move around. I mean, it's a shock. It's an adjustment for anyone. And for these guys to come in and do – I mean, you go from Denver to L.A., it's kind of – or you go from Cleveland to L.A.,
ooh,
that's a big jump.
But see, at the same time, OBJ's like, I want to be in L.A. OBJ wants that attention. He wants all those accolades. So I've been actually pretty surprised that it's worked out as well as it has with them.
It's not fair that a place like Los Angeles wins the Super Bowl. It really, at the end of the day, it really isn't fair. And it's only not fair because you're right. They don't have fans. That's not fair. It's not right.
They have fans. A bunch of, because at some point you'll watch the game this weekend and it'll do that montage of the 50 celebrities that they got shots of during the game. All of them are disinterested. They're all eating. They're not, none of them are cheering. No. They're not catching them in a moment of elation either. They're, it's like, Dr. Dre, look at him. And he's just like, another nacho down the hatch. Yeah. Boom. Oh, look at this. This is Adele.
I wonder if the Rams have any fans back in St. Louis. I wonder if anyone there is actually
they're
still
probably, I would argue they're actually more passionate fans for the Rams. I'm talking about now.
You mean,
are they fans now? I bet there are.
Yeah.
I bet there are.
Because the Raiders have fans in L.A.
And they have fans in Oakland.
And they have fans in Oakland. And now
they have
fans
in Vegas.
Because they're an easy team to like no matter where.
They have one in Salt Lake City. Yeah, well, it's Lloyd Cole.
They got a couple.
They do. Mitch Harper, another big Vegas Raiders fan now. All right. Let's take the break here. Weekend Warriors are brought to you by Tim Dowell and Nissan Murray, home of the auto warranty that doesn't quit. It's endless. It's perpetual. It's the forever warranty at Tim Dowell, Nissan, and Murray. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. 4 o'clock hour around the corner. When we return, we've got all sorts of stuff to jump into. What is Aaron Rodgers going to do? If you're Aaron Rodgers, what do you do? What's the best situation for you? We'll talk about that next right here. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.